Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 29th day of the month of Teves. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. Today is day 481 that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. Today's program is generously sponsored by Iris Inbaum in memory of her mother, Chana Bas David, an Atlantan 23 years ago. May her neshama have an aliyah. May our learning today be a chus of merit for her neshama. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back and introduce Rabbi Yisrael Siner of Beth Jacob Congregation in Irvine, California, words of different Chizuk. We followed by Rabbi Siner slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Arek Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Meshaberach for Adir Chayalim, Meshaberach for the Shruyim, Chatzim, and finally concluding with the Meshaberach for the Cholim, for those who are in need of a refuah, in need of a healing. And Rabbi Siner will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up to receive a daily Tehillim call or reminder email, you can do this at any time at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Siner.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and I thank you for the opportunity. And yes, always a pleasure to hear your voice, Naftali. So we're living through very trying times, as all that's going on with Israel and the hostages and being released, and hopefully geula, redemption, freedom for them. And we are experiencing this as we are reading through the different parshiyot, the different Torah weekly readings that deal with our geula, with our redemption. And of course, our redemption was led by Moshe. And Moshe had one particular quality that pushed him forward in terms of him being the Goel, him being the Redeemer. And that is something that I think each of us can try to incorporate into our lives, into our days as much as we can, so that we too can play a positive role in the redemption of the hostages and of the redemption of the Jewish people as a whole. What is this quality? So we're told that when Moshe encounters the burning bush, the pasuk says that Hashem saw that Vayar Hashem Kisar Lirot, Hashem saw that he had turned to see. So on the simple level, Hashem saw that he turned to see this strange phenomenon of this bush burning and yet not being consumed. But another deeper understanding is Hashem saw that he had turned to see. And that was going back earlier in the parsha. Moshe had matured and he went out to his brothers, Vayar. And he saw, Otam, he saw and he felt their burdens. Vayar, and he saw Ish Mitzri, an Egyptian man mercilessly beating an Ish Ivri, and a Hebrew man, Me'echav, from his brothers. Moshe was a person who was Sar Lirot. Moshe was a person who turned to see. Even though he was in the lap of luxury, in the palace of the Pharaoh, but he made place within himself to feel, to be no seba ol chaver, as we say, to carry the burden of others. He made place within himself to feel others, to see what they were going through. And I had an interesting thought that I'll share with you. There's a verse in Tehillim, Bisari Echaze Elokim, from my own flesh, I can see God, meaning from our own bodies, we can learn so much about Hashem, about the world, about our mission. And Adam man began Vayitach Ba'apav, that God blew into him a ruach, this spirit, this soul, and that animated him and brought him to life. And that is our ruach, that is our neshama, our soul, our ruchaniyut, that is our spirituality. And I thought to myself, it's interesting, when we say that inhale, exhale, so we think we're inhaling and exhaling, but we're not really doing that. Meaning there are no muscles in the lungs which will suck in air and expel air. What we're basically doing is we are enlarging our chest frame, creating an imbalance in the pressure, and there's greater pressure outside than inside now, and therefore the air rushes in. So in effect, what we're doing is, in order for us to take in ruach, we need to create a vacuum within ourselves. We need to recognize that there's more than me in me. We need to make ourselves into what's called a clay kibul, a vessel that can receive. We need to open up, and that way we feel what others are doing. We're taking in that ruchaniyut, that spirituality, and we become that much bigger as a result of that. That's, we become like Moshe in that respect, that we're making space for others within ourselves. Then once we've done that, we need to then give it out. We need to then share that with others. We need to constrict who we are. I might want to be doing this, but this person needs a phone call. I'd rather be doing this, but I think I could help this person by doing that. So we need to constrain ourselves. And that's what we do when we exhale. We, same way that a balloon, right, when you blow a balloon and let it go, what happens is the air is escaping from a high pressure to a low pressure area. So too, when we exhale, what's happening is we're constricting ourselves, our chest cavity, and now there's greater pressure inside than outside, and like the balloon, the air then rushes out. So life is nothing more than a series of making space, making ourselves into this kli kibul, this vessel that can absorb, that can take in, that recognizes it's not all about me, I need to make room for others, and then making sure that we then are a notain, are a giver, that we are then sharing and doing for others. And the point where life comes to an end, after 120 years, as we say, when a person takes their very last breath, that's the point where they're no longer a clay kibul. They're no longer bringing into themselves, and they're no longer doing for others, exhaling, giving out to others. That's the point where our mission here in life has come to an end. And we then cross what we call the Geshur HaChayim, the bridge of life, to the next stage. But as long as we are here, we need to be making space for others and then giving others. And lest we forget that, every single breath that we take in and out is a reminder of who we are and what we are meant to be doing. And in the situation now with what's going on in Israel, with our brothers and sisters there in Israel, and in fact, brothers and sisters all over the world, whether it's college campuses or wherever it is, we have to be thinking, how do I make space for them? How do I be no say but all? How do I help to carry that burden? Whether it is calling people that we know in Israel, checking in on them, letting them know that we're thinking about them, that we're praying with them, for them, we have them in mind. Whether it is helping financially or with other means that we have, whether it is including them in our tefillot and are saying tehillim as we will soon be doing, whether it is taking on an added mitzvah, right, constraining ourselves, making ourselves a little bit more giving to others, in adam lamakom, between us and God, such a mitzvah, the adam lachaveh, between human to human, that sort of a mitzvah, but doing a little bit more, giving out more, making space for others, and making sure that we're giving out. That way, we can each play the role that we are meant to play in the geula, in this redemption, whether it's the small redemption for the individual hostages or the greater redemption for the Jewish people that we are all hoping and praying for. We'll now turn to Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Netzeyach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem, Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadecha, Yiskor Kol Menchosecha, Ve'olatcha Yidash Nesela, Yitain Lecha Chilvavecha, V'chol Atzascha Yimalei, Nirmanerna, Vishuasecha, U'vishen, Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai, Kol Mishalosecha, Atayadati Kirshi Adonai Mishicho, Yanehu Mishmei Kacho, Bigvuros, Yisha Yimino, Eilev Arechev, Eilev Asusim, Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Heimakaru V'Nafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu, V'Yom Kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Binos Desha Yabitzeini, Amei Menuchos Yinahaleini, Nafshi Yishovev Yancheini, Bemagle Tzedek Laman Shemo, Gam Kielech Begei Tzomaves, Lo Yihirara, Ki Ata Imadi, Shittecha Mishantecha, Hema Yinachamuni, Tarach Lefanai Shulchan, Neged Tzorai, Ishanta Vashem in Roshi, Kosi Rivaya, Ach Tova Chesed Yedifuni, Kal Yimei Chayai, Shafti Viveis Adonai, Leorech Yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos Esainai, El Heharim, Me'ayin, Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meim Adonai, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomerecha, Hine Lo Yanum Bilo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Al Yad Yeminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, V'Areyach Balayla, Adonai, Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, Yishmar Es Nafshecha. Adonai, Yishmar Tzeischa Uvoecha, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Hamalos Mima'amakim Karasicha Adonai, Adonai Shima V'Koli Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos, L'kol tachanunai, imavonos tishmorya, Adonai mi'yamod, ki imcha haslicha leman ivarei, ki visi Adonai kivisa nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti, nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed v'arbei imo fidus. Hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav. The last of the five psalms, Tehillim Kuf Membet, Psalm 142. Maskil David v'yosov amara tefilah. Koli el Adonai ezak. Koli el Adonai eschanan, eshvoch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid, v'yisatef alai ruchi, v'atayadata nisivasi, v'orech zu alech, tamnu fachli, habet yamin ure'ei, v'ein li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh linafshi, da'afti elecha Adonai, amarti ata machzi chelki be'eretz hachayim. Akshiva el rinasi ki galosi ma'od hatzileni mirod fai ki amtsu mimeni hotsia mimasker nafshi lohodos es shemecha bi yachziru tzadikim ki sigmal alai. And I'll say Achenu both in Hebrew and in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunin batzara uvashivya haomdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha makom yirachem aleihem v'yotziem mitzara liravacha me'afela la'ora mishibud l'geula hashta bagala v'zman kariv v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea, land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. We'll make now Mishaberach for the soldiers of Israel. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Vivarech es chayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael, v'anshei kochos habitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar arzenu, v'arei Eloheinu migvul halvanon, v'ad midbar mitzrayim, v'mihayam agadol, ad rupo harava, u'v'chol malkom shehen, v'yavasha, v'avir u'v'yam, yitain adonai es oyvenu akamim aleinu nivafim lifneihem, hakadosh baruch hu yishmor, v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol, Tara v'tzuka, u'mikol nega u'machala, v'yishlach b'racha v'aslucha, v'chol ma'aseh yideihem, yader, shoneinu tachteihem, v'atrein, v'keser Yeshua, u'v'ateres nitzachon, v'kiyam v'hem ha'kosuv, ki adonai Eloheichem, ha'olech imachem, v'lachem lachem o'aveichem, loshia eschem, v'nomar, amen. The prayer for our hostages. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Nedrei Tzad Na'al Yisrael Ushminav V'Es Kol Achenu Hanefsunim V'Tzaru V'Shivya V'Avur Shekol HaKal HaKadosh Hashem Mispalel Ba'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yotziei Mechoshech V'Tzalmaves U'Mosrosehem Yenatei Umi Nektsukosehem Yoshiem, Vishivein Meheril Chek Mishbechosehem, Yodul Adonai Chasto, Venitlo Sav, Livnei Adam, Vipriam Behem Nakrashekosuv, Uftiye Adonai Yeshuvun, Uvo Tzion Verina, Vishinchas Olam Al Rosham, Sason Vishincha Yasidu, Venasu, Yagon Vanacha, Minomar, Amen. Just a quick thought. I mentioned this Kahal HaKadosh Hazeh. This is truly a holy congregation that we have over here. All of you take time in the middle of your busy days to take time to hear some Divrei Torah and to say Tehillim and to offer prayers for our brothers and sisters all around the world, Israel, hostages, soldiers. Truly a Kahal HaKadosh. We'll now say the Mishaberach, a Kahal HaKadosh, a holy congregation. We'll now say the Mishaberach L'chol in the prayer for the sick. Mishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lahachlimam, Ularaposam, Ulahachazikam, Ulahachayosam, Yishlach Lahem Mehera, Rufua Shalema, Minashamayim, Luchol Evareim, Uluchol Gideim, Visoch, Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Rufua Sanefesh, Rufua Saguf, Hashtavagala, Vizman Kariv, Vinomar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Steiner. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in your Hashem, in your future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday, Rosh Chodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each time it as each day, excuse me, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.